Now, I could probably ask Isabel. She seems to remember every sermon that I have done. But one of the first sermons I did here, when in 2015 we did move into this building here, was a message from the Ark, and it was called Eight in the Boat, because that's all it was. It was eight in the boat. And I want to give a bit of an illustration or an understanding of a couple of things here about a church. I want to have a look at the Ark, as you can see here. And I'm going to read here in Matthew chapter 24. I'll pick it up in verse 36. And I want to just take a moment with me, and I want you to listen to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are his words. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I want you to know that when you go back to Genesis chapter 6, you're in a very dark place. It actually had repented God that he had made man, but Noah had found grace in the eyes of God. And Noah was called a preacher of righteousness, and he preached for 120 years that it was going to flood. You understand that at that time, they might have known something, but they had no idea of what it was going to look like because it hadn't rained. And just as much as it did rain and there was a flood, and I will say this, and I make it very clear, that that flood, the world, or the earth, did not perish. But those who didn't get on the ark, they perished. So they got on the ark and they didn't perish. As much as that happened, so will the Son of Man be. Jesus Christ is coming back. I don't care what the politicians want to say. I don't care what you think, that the world's going to melt and melt away or something. It won't. Jesus Christ is coming back and he's going to reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And I want to give you an understanding about a church for a moment. Just as much as those people before the flood didn't really have any idea what a church is. In fact, they had no idea that it was going to rain, even though Noah had preached for 120 years. By the way, that preaching was called the long-suffering of God. Could you imagine a man preaching the same message for 120 years? And God is not willing that any perish. That's why there was that period of time. And you know, it's funny, when you look at Noah, in Noah, in Hebrews chapter 11, 7, I want you to listen to something about Noah for a moment. The Bible says about him, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. So think with me for a moment. God tells Noah of something that's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. And he was moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Before you see a church or a Bible-believing church, which we are, and I thank the Lord that we are a Bible-believing church, amen. Sometimes, as Noah was moved, God moves in the hearts of men way before you see anything. I was thinking about the Word of God was sown in the hearts of men, like, and I believe that in some ways, if you were to take a seed right back to America, it would have started with a man called Dr. Ruckman. I can think of another man called Jack Wood. And these men sowed a seed in men's hearts. I was thankful to sit under a missionary in Boona, came from out there. And then one of our founding members, who I have somewhat to say to when I see him, was with us for 1 year till the Lord took him home. But there was a seed sown in that man's heart as well. And the church comes together because God's word is sown, and then God moves and people, things happen. I'd have to say, to be honest with you, that when Jan and I moved from Rockhampton to come down to Kingaroy, I'd have to be honest with you, I had no idea. Not a clue. I understood that God had called me to preach and teach. But what he was going to do in Kingaroy, I had no idea. Yet a little bit like Noah, by faith we came, not really knowing what was on God's mind. And I want you to understand something about God for a moment. You have been on God's mind since the foundation of the world. And in Job chapter 38, which I mentioned recently, he was already talking about those that get into his son. Now I want you to think with me for a moment. The ark, physical, was a safe place for judgment. If you got in that ark, by the way, 8 souls got in. We always think about the animal kingdom. No, it was the 8 souls that got on. And when the judgment came, what did the ark do? It got lifted up. It got lifted up above judgment. Jesus Christ, well, the ark is a picture of Jesus Christ. When you get in and trust your Lord as Saviour, you might not be aware of it, but God puts you in him. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And when judgment does come, and can I say this to you very emphatically, it is coming. And there is going to be a time, what they always talk about, the tribulation or the return of Jesus Christ. But if you're in Jesus Christ and you're saved and you know you're saved, and I hope you do, now when that judgment comes, God's going to lift you up. That's great news. I hear so much nonsense that God's going to bring this horrible thing on the earth, which will happen because of the God of this world, that somehow God's people, who he died for, who he redeemed, who his blood was shed for us, that it could be a door that we could get into heaven just as much as that door and that ark was open to get in, and it was a whosoever could get into that thing was safe, and that when a person trusts Jesus Christ, I want you to think about it for a moment, you get saved and you're safe. And anything that's about to happen, God's going to what? Lift you up. You say, Brother Simon, why give us this message? Because this is what the Bible and the church is all about. It's about a message. It's about the soul of man. It's about the judgment of God and the love of God. It's about Jesus Christ. And we have the Word of God, which sheds light on the wonderful things that he has done for us. But don't get worried, because if you think about it, he already had you on your mind before you were born. He already had a place that you could come and find shelter, and that was in the Son of Jesus Christ. Can I at least get one amen? I mean, come on, believers, you should be hanging from the ceiling at the moment, shouting out glory to God. So the ark then is a real picture of Jesus Christ, and we can understand the principle of Noah. And Noah was moved by faith. Aren't you thankful, and I will say this to you, what if Noah ignored God? There wouldn't have been an ark, amen? And there wouldn't have been a human race either. When we first moved here, I didn't realise what the purpose of what God's purpose is. And God has a purpose, and that purpose is seen today. And it is seen as a picture of the ark. You could almost say a local church is like an ark, okay? Let me just really throw one in here. It amazes me. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go to church. I want to know I'm in the ark that's going to lift me above judgment, but I don't want to come to church. I'm being honest here, because I'm talking to you as believers. Because as a believer, you have a destiny, and that's heaven, amen? A believer can lose rewards in heaven, but I want you to think with me, a man or a woman who hasn't found Jesus Christ as their Saviour will lose their soul. And it's a picture of an ark. So God, I think God loves us, because he set up a light here in Kingaroy to create or give us something here in Kingaroy that we can fellowship together and get around the Word of God. But God doesn't work the way we think. Who can say amen to that? I'm going to give you one verse for a moment. The Bible says, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." And I'm going to pray that others will give the rest of the testimony about the church here, but a couple of years prior to coming here, there was a couple that were looking at this church, this building, and I was running around and saying, "Man, this is a great place to meet." And they were all upset with my enthusiasm, and they said outside there, they said, "Why don't you buy it?" So 2 years later, when I think it was 2 years later when Jan and I did eventually come down here, I think we had $10 to get out of Rocky, didn't we, hon? We just got here. And God had provided. So at that time, I thought maybe I should look for a church. And I came back here and I thought this place is still for sale. And so what I did by faith then, because everything has been by faith, and that's how you please God, everything's by faith. Without it, you can't please him. So by faith then, I got a dollar coin. I'll just get this thing over here. I didn't have any money, but I had a buck on me, so I said to the Lord, "Okay, I'll put a deposit down." And I put this dollar coin, which is in the front of the foyer there, and I put the coin underneath the mat here. I said, "Right, Lord, it's yours. I'm putting a deposit on this place." And then one day, one Saturday morning, I don't know if this is good or not, but I went down and grabbed Isabel and Graham, Martin. You come later, Graham, sorry. But I took them on a magic, tour or something like that one Saturday morning. And then God, and there's another story to the provision of a place we can meet. This has nothing to do with me. God then provided what we have now as Kingaroy Christian Fellowship. Martin, as cheeky as he was, he said, "You know, Simon, the only fellow I know that puts a deposit down and then gets it back." Because the dollar, I still have the dollar, or the church does. And isn't it wonderful to know that when you put faith in him, God will never let you down. Our verse at the back of that church has been, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Often I've claimed that verse. And when you do call upon the Lord, he will show you great and mighty things which you know is not. I will say this, get ready for the ride. But since that time, I've always said one thing about us here. We're a church that has, it's a church, I believe, that has no false pretense. I think we have, as a church, held on to the purpose of God, because that's why God sets a light up for his purpose. It's not always for ours. Because in 2 Timothy he says, who have saved us and called us of a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. You understand, God has a purpose, and I think we've been part of that purpose here. I do thank the Lord that we have been able to be a light here in Kingaroy, and for those that have come and joined and helped and so forth. And of course, you say then, what is God's purpose? Well, God's purpose is this. One, to tell you about eternity. Can I get at least an amen about that? You've got to pay your taxes, but you will die, okay? It is about eternity. But God's purpose is to show you why God sent his Son to be as the ark, as in the Old Testament. God sends his Son so we also can enter in, because one day, whether we live to see it or not, this dark world is going to be judged, amen? And God is not mocked. He's not mocked. He is long-suffering. I said to one man one day, it was a bit of a mess that they were going through, and I said, don't worry, mate, God doesn't settle his account in October. What do you mean? That account comes later. And when you think about us as a church here, I just like to think of it like an ark, like a place where we can find the Word of God, we can find the truth, we can have a light that does help us in this dark time. And can I say this to you? I think the Bible, to me personally, gives you assurance. And assurance and hope is something I think every man, woman and child needs. Amen? And from that assurance and from that hope comes peace. And there's a peace that we have as believers. And I want you to maybe take some time, and when you do get time to do this, have a think about the ark. You say, Brother Simon, that's just a ridiculous story. Amen? That's just an Old Testament story. It ain't true. It was and is true. But I want you to think with me for a moment. They entered that thing by what? Faith. They entered by faith. Same for you and I. Our trust in Jesus Christ is by faith. It's not our faith in ourselves. It's our faith in him. It's our faith in the fact that God sent him to be prepared an ark for us, that when we do know, that when we do die, we do end up in heaven. I will say this to you. That ark didn't save you eternally. It did save them temporarily. This ark here, the church, will not save you. Amen? But the church, I think, should be a door so people can find the real ark. And that's the Son of God. And then that Son of God, realizing that he took your place and my place at Calvary 2,000 years ago, was died and buried and rose again, and ever lives now to make intercession for you and I. And that's the God we serve, amen? And I think today is just a testimony of, I believe, of what little he has done here in Kingaroy, amen? But it's enough. It's enough. So what I'm going to do now, we'll do our next thing on our schedule here, which I believe is, who's next? Do we have a song, or is it Isabel? Yes.